question was asked, what impact does a person's looks, what impact should it have on the role he plays? So I have a tradition from Rav Pesin Zatzal that it plays a role, that when they were contemplating who should be Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin, so they had people who were big, but they didn't give the feeling that they were big. And that's why they chose the Netziv, because he was brilliant in his Torah, but he also gave a certain feel when he was there. And so there is a certain responsibility in certain positions to give people the feel that they can trust in you, they could rely on you. A person can say, what do I care? But he's not doing them any favor. It's a challenge between a person working on his own modesty and yet giving the people the feel that they can rely on him, and that's a certain balance. But both elements have to be there, and sometimes that can be the difference between choosing someone and not, and it's a legitimate difference. About Shaul HaMelech, it's the Navi stresses he was taller than everyone else, and it was important that they all looked up to him. And there are other examples throughout Tanakh and in our sages that this was a part of choosing a leader. That they had to feel like he was a leader. So in certain communities, in order for people to feel like he's a leader, he has to wear a long jacket and a hamburg. Fine. So in those communities, he has to wear a long jacket and a hamburg. In other communities, he has to wear, they have in the Hasidic communities, different buttons for the Rebbe's family. So if you don't wear those different buttons, what kind of Rebbe are you? You know, you got to work with the system you're in. I don't know. Okay, the Rishon LeZion, yeah, okay. So the kids are, part of the responsibility is to give them the feel that they need. As much as it seems like it's a gain, it's important to people. It's